Welcome to the 460th episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. Stay tuned for my interview with Harold Gilbers, author of the novel Germania. Stay tuned for the interview. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Harold Gilbers, author of the new novel Germania. Harold, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Great. If someone hasn't heard yet about your new novel, Germania, how would you describe the novel?
I think it's a mystery novel set in Nazi Germany. It's about a mad serial killer who targets women in Berlin in 1944. And my main character is an ex-police commissioner. He's in a quite peculiar situation because he's Jewish. So he was sacked from the police force when Hitler gained power. But this is 1944, in the midst of the war. Most able men are at the front. And this, my main character, he's called Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer is one of the only people who can catch this killer. And so he gets reactivated. He is Jewish, but he still lives in Berlin because he's married to an Aryan woman. So he has some little degree of protection still. And this investigation where he takes part is declared as top secret. Because as it turns out, the women that are killed have awesome connection to the Nazi party. But later, Oppenheimer finds out that even the killer is quite sympathetic to Hitler's cause. So things get really messy. And he tries to catch the killer, but there's still a high possibility that Oppenheimer himself will be killed in the end. And so he tries to find a way out of this dangerous game.
That sounds great. So do you remember the original idea that led you to write Germania?
Basically, it had to do with my enthusiasm for the movies of Fritz Lang, M or The Testament of Dr. Mabuse, the early German crime movies of the 1930s, just before the war. And so there is one character that appears in both Fritz Lang's movies. This is this Commissioner Lohmann. And I had this idea what happened to this Lohmann, if he was Jewish. So this was the kernel of my idea for Germania.
And so what kind of historical research did you do for writing a novel set in Berlin in 1944?
I have to admit it was rather extensive, as you may imagine. I studied history at university. But of course, they only give you facts and figures and so on, and a broad overview of it all. And so I really had to get into the details to get this right doing research. I needed 1.5 years just to do the research. I had no time to even write a single sentence of my later novel, but I thought I had to get this right. Of course, I wanted to describe the everyday life. This is 1944. There are air raids and bombings day and night. And I wanted to know what this would have been like for the population of Berlin to live in these times. In order to get an idea of this, I tried to find good sources, of course. You won't find them in the usual history books. You need to have first-hand sources, just papers of the time and photographs, and especially diaries are important for me. There are many published diaries. So I used this to recreate the time of 1944. It's like a gigantic puzzle, you can imagine. I did some sort of timeline, and for each day I wrote down what had happened in Germany, in Berlin, and worldwide, things like the weather conditions and so on. In the end, I had really a big dossier that I could use for my novel. The action is fictitious, but the world is real where it takes place.
Wow, that sounds extensive. So You came to writing fiction when you were in your 40s. What led you to writing your first novel?
It's very interesting. Actually, I started out as a stage director and had directed stage plays for 14 years and tried to write some screenplays and made some shorts nobody ever saw. And then suddenly I had this idea of this big story in my head, and I thought, how could I tell this story? And it was too big for a stage play. It was very cinematic, but I wanted to go.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Deeper into the background of the historical background. And so I said to myself, okay, let's try to do it as a novel. It was quite early that I decided this. And so I really developed it as a novel, not as a screenplay or anything. I really wanted to do it this way. The different media are different. I know this. Television is different from film. Film is different from novels. Novels are different from stage plays. So I really wanted to do something literary.
And so are you working on another novel now?
This is actually the first part of an ongoing series. The Obmama series continues on. I wrote this novel 12 years ago, and now I'm writing the sixth novel that takes place in 1948 and describes the beginning of the airlift.
And so what has your experience been in writing these six novels? What has the reception been?
It's very interesting. I think abroad, my novels are even more popular than in Germany. I sometimes see this. They are very popular in France. They are extremely popular in France and also quite popular in Italy and Greece. The German sales are also doing quite well. But at first, it wasn't clear that this is going to be a series. The first novel had very good sales, but with the second, it became less and less. And really, after the third and fourth novel, the reading public caught on. So this is now really an established series in Germany also.
That's great. Given your experience of writing these six novels, what writing advice would you offer for those who are listening and working on their own stories and novels?
Yeah, I've been very long in that position myself, so I wanted to tell stories. And I think the most important thing for any storyteller is that you really finish your work, you finish your story, you try to get a final draft somehow. This is the most important thing. As long as you have this final draft, when you have finished this, you can call yourself an author, you can call yourself a writer. You really you need a lot of perseverance to get this to the end. And of course, marketing your script is another thing. This is also a bit dependent on luck and what the market wants at this particular time. So I guess my best advice for any writer with a finished novel in his desk would be to find a good literary agent so that you are able to get to the big publishers. Otherwise, you wouldn't even get this contact. You need really an agent as a mediator.
Sure. What novels or nonfiction books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Recently, I'm in the process of reading all the James Bond novels from Ian Fleming chronologically. I do this sometimes. It's quite interesting to see how the series develops, how the character develops, and over time. I once did this with the De Wimsey mystery novels by Dorothy Lee Sayers, the British mystery novels set in the 1920s, 1930s. In Britain, which is very interesting if you read it, because it deals with the time between the two world wars, and you really get a feeling how society changed. And this was absolutely a blueprint for me in trying to do a similar thing with the Oppenheimer series, beginning from 1944 and going into the post-war era. So there are many novels that are quite influential for me. For example, one was The Alienist by Caleb Carr, which also a historical mystery novel, but with such wonderful atmosphere. And you really have, as a reader, you think you are within that time, within that period. You are there. And this was very important for me. I'm also a great fan of the Arkady Rienko novels by Martin Cruz Smith, especially the second one, Polar Star. It's really excellent, excellent novel, because you have this police commissioner, and he's a lonely fighter for justice. And he's such a marvelous character. And the surroundings with Russia, Soviet Russia, and post-Soviet Russia is very interesting and very detailed.
Those are all great. So where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your novel?
I have an author's page on Facebook, and you can also find me on Goodreads.
Great. Again, we've been speaking with Harold Gilbers, author of the novel Germania. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Harold, thanks for doing this interview.
Thanks a lot.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.